The nominee to be Baltimore County's next police chief served more than 20 years in the Baltimore City Police Department. And it was Melissa Hyatt's time in a police force rife with corruption that got the most attention from the Baltimore County Council as members quizzed her yesterday afternoon about taking the leadership role. WYPR's John Lee reports.
Councilman Julian Jones wanted to know if Hyatt had any connection with the City Police Department's infamous Gun Trace Task Force, whose members were convicted of crimes like armed home invasions, burglaries, and drug dealing. Hyatt, who retired last year with the rank of colonel, said the task force did not fall under her command. She added the officers who were under her knew she was tough to work for.
I had strong standards, but what people would always say, they knew what my standards were. I was very clear about them, but I treated people very fairly.
Hyatt also ran the City Police Department's operations during the 2015 uprising following the death of Freddie Gray in police custody, deploying officers where needed. Councilman Jones asked Hyatt if she thought that operation had been a success.
My objective during that time, while there were incidents occurring around the city, was navigating deployment of resources, because there were a lot of places that needed help and not enough police officers.
Hyatt says she wants to look for new ways to recruit police officers for Baltimore County. Councilwoman Kathy Bevins served on the police chief search committee. She said Hyatt has an impressive resume and that the county will be fortunate to have her as police chief. If County Executive Johnny Oshevsky's appointment of Hyatt is approved by the County Council next week, as expected, she will be the first woman to serve as Baltimore County's police chief. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.